And now the Scarab Sandcast is proud to present Scarab Game Reviews! Reviews of games found in the Scarab Game Library.
Double feature by Renegade Game Studios. It is for 4 to 10 players, ages 10 and up. And it should take between 20 and 30 minutes per session.
The game double feature is the fast, fresh, new party game about the movies you've seen. Players compete to quickly name a movie that links two different category cards. Thousands of combinations offer up new experiences and hilarity! Exclamation mark. No two games will ever be the same, and all you need to know are the movies you've seen!
Dun-dun-dun. Well, that being said, at the table here to help us review it is Ruby, Tim, Calvin, whatever
his name is. IGN 2016.
No, Reverend Professor something or
Doctor.
Another.
Some of those are not appropriate titles yet.
Kristen.
Eventually.
Mitch has joined us, and of course myself, John. So, what were some of the good things about this game, everybody?
Mac and me.
The laugh.
You actually get to laugh and joke around quite a bit.
Yeah. It has a similar vibe to like Apples to Apples, where you just kind of joke around.
Yeah.
Right. It's a good little social party game.
Yeah.
Type thing.
It also brings to light certain movies that you should have seen that you may not have seen.
That's right. You learn things about your friends. Like we learned that Kristen has never seen Down Periscope.
I assume this is
as
like
we all shake
airplane
our
only underwater.
Oh my gosh. You do not compare the two, okay? They are two different movies.
All right. So back to the review.
So what's some other good about this? I think it gives you a nice little spread of categories to choose from.
It does.
Yeah.
Because basically you're flipping over two cards, you're reading out what's on the cards, and everybody has to shout out movies that meet those two criteria.
I mean, it's super quick to learn how to play, too. I mean...
Yeah. Even reading through the rules.
Right. It does give a couple variants in there, but I didn't really, we didn't really go through the variants, because one of them was kind of, meh. So anyways, I think that's a good amount of good for the game. So what's some bad stuff about the game? Kristen, I think you had something bad to say about the game.
Yeah, this box.
The box was very inefficient.
It's the humongous box, and all it's got in it is cards.
And it also, for having the different categories, has no division of the cards, so there's no like separation. It's you basically toss it in the box and they all get shake up. Yeah. So when you go to set up the game again, you gotta resort out everything.
So you have this big huge box that takes up a whole lot of space in your shelf.
Maybe the size of the whole deck is the size of two packs of playing cards.
Yeah. Right. So they could have they could have put it in just a small tuck box or something.
Right.
Sold it that way.
So the box looks pretty though. It has lots of neat art and very colorful and eye-catching, so...
You could say that one of the bad is that you are relying on the directors who...
The person judging.
But, I mean, that's not really bad. That's just part of the game.
Yeah. We joked around a bit, so the time... We went over the time kind of frame, but not by much, in all honesty. So, overall, it's fun. It is just what it says it is. It's a party game.
Yep.
It does what it says it's going to do very well.
So again, that's anything other that you might want to say in this thing. Because I'll say Con Air.
Adventures in Babysitting.
Con Air did not win anything.
Whatever, good.
Nope. Came close, though. All right, so again, that's double feature. You can find that in the Scarab Game Library. So come to Scarab, and just so that you can play this.
Only this.